Good morning, Your Honors. Tim Coffey on behalf of plaintiffs' appellants. In this case, Your Honor, the district court entered summary judgment in defendant's favor on the basis of res judicata without reaching the merits of the case. In so doing, the district court, we believe, erred in ruling that the defendants did not acquiesce to the plaintiff's patent claim splitting in this case, and thereby waived their res judicata argument. We further believe that the district court erred in determining that the application of res judicata would not result in particularized unfairness to the plaintiffs here. And lastly, we believe that the district court erroneously construed some of the evidence in favor of the defendant moving party on the summary judgment and against the plaintiffs, and further drew some inferences from that evidence negative to the non-moving party plaintiffs. For those reasons, we believe that the district court committed error, and we ask that this court return this case to be decided on the merits.
Before you get to those arguments,
yes,
is the motion to reconsider still pending
before
the district court?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
So how do we have jurisdiction?
Your Honor, I from the start of this, as you know from my notice of appeal and my jurisdictional statement, I tried to be as upfront as possible with respect to what was going on down there.
May I have your attention, please?
I tried to be as upfront as possible with respect to the jurisdictional issue in each of my submissions to this court from the very beginning. And when defendant United Steelworkers filed their motion to stay this proceeding, which motion I didn't see until after it was filed, I had a frank discussion with counsel and reread Rule 4. And based on the plain reading of Rule 4, which I also stated in my letters that Your Honors suggested and wanted me to submit, I can't argue with the plain reading of Rule 4. So, you know,
I understand. Haven't you abandoned? Well, is the motion to reconsider just directed at your pendent state claims?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
But haven't you abandoned it? Because you're not appealing.
I'm not appealing.
You're not appealing from the dismissal, are you?
The dismissal of those two claims is not an issue in my appeal, no.
Then so what's good with the reconsideration? I don't get it.
Have
you abandoned those claims? Or
I don't believe so. I'm asking if those claims are before the district court as we speak on a motion to reconsider that has not been decided. And I don't know why it hasn't been decided. I can't be sure of that. But I believe those claims are alive and well. It's just that they're before the district court on a motion to reconsider. Once a ruling comes down on that, I will act accordingly within my, you know, the time restraints.
Well, why did you appeal then? I don't understand.
I appealed because I think the district court erred in these.
No, but how could you appeal? Because the motion to reconsider was filed within 10 days of the judgment, wasn't it?
It was.
So it's a Rule 59 motion?
Yes, that's.
So that told the time for appeal until the motion was decided. So why isn't your appeal premature?
Upon my further consideration of that, and as I told counsel when I
talked. Why are you here? I don't understand. So you're saying there we have no jurisdiction.
You know, as I put in my letter, my reading of Rule 4 and rereading of Rule 4, I agree with you. But
the
panel has not reached
agree?
That discussion.
Do you think there's no jurisdiction?
Judge, we agree that the Rule 4A applies here and that there is, at this point, no jurisdiction. However,
so why do you file a jurisdictional statement in which you say there is jurisdiction? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not looking at the right person.
Did anybody seek to have it certified as a separate appealable matter in the district court?
No, Your Honor. I don't believe so.
Well, is there any doubt that there's no appellate jurisdiction?
The only, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only doubt in my mind is this court's denial of United Steelworkers' motion to stay the appeal. That created a doubt in my mind.
Well, I don't know. Is there any point in hearing the argument?
No, no jurisdiction.
You okay? Yes.
Both parties agree to the substantive issue. Both parties are here prepared to argue the substantive issue. If the judge, the district court judge, reaches a decision on motion for reconsideration, I suggest that Your Honor hold this case.
Why didn't you move to dismiss?
Judge, you moved to stay.
Why did you move to stay? What's there to stay? I don't understand you. Why did you move to dismiss? There's no jurisdiction.
I agree, Your Honor. The judge was that the appeal could be, the notice of appeal could be amended to add the additional appeal if that was necessary.
What do you mean, if it was necessary? No, you don't amend a notice of appeal. You file a no notice. No, you file a new notice of appeal. And of course, depending on what Judge Gottschall says, you know, there may not be an appeal.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So why should we hear your arguments and read your briefs when there's no jurisdiction? There never may be any appeal.
May I have your attention, please?
Okay, the case is.